views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wells right now.
Hello, everyone. Coach Peggy here, and you are listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. You know you can find me every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, same place, same bat channel. I always grab my favorite unicorn mug, but today is so special. For the first time ever, I grabbed my happy face mug because I love my guest so much. Rob, what did you bring for your mug?
I brought a Harry Potter mug.
That has all the Harry Potter characters.
No, mug.
We both love coffee so much. Like, that is one of our connections for sure. Okay, you guys, this show, as you can see behind me, it was Father's Day yesterday, and this show was very important to me. I hope it resonates with listeners and viewers. And if you are a father, now remember, we all, some way, some fashion, science says we have a father, sperm donor, daddy, father, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. And so I hope it resonates with you, and I hope it resonates with the daughters and the mothers out there, because if you don't have a good role model, I want you to go get one. So anyways, when I was thinking about this show, Rob, first of all, instead, we're going to do a 45-minute show today instead of 30, because I love and miss you.
Wow, that blows my mind. Thank you.
Right? Can you imagine? Who wants to talk to you that much, babe? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So when I was thinking about doing this Father's Day show, I mean, it was like I went through a process. I was like, okay, I'm going to find all these authors who wrote these amazing books on how to be the greatest dad. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't have time to read one more book that's going to pretend to be, right? So I said, I put the list aside. Then I thought, well, I could go into my family. And I thought, no, my poor stepdad who got me at 21 would be like, please don't make me do this crap. Not that you were like the last resort at all.
You're making this sound like such a...
I'm so excited that I'm prefacing it this way. But before I tell everybody all the resume crap stuff that you do, I just really want to say, I've known you, I met you through your wife, as you know, Kathleen, and I've known you for a couple years, and you may not realize this, but I've sat back and watched you, and some of the things you say and do, I just wish we could duplicate you on a Xerox machine. Not that you're perfect. I have two disclaimers for today's show. Rob is not perfect.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Way to lift me up, Coach. And I am not here to shame or blame or tell anybody or point the fingers at anyone. We're just here to have some fun and maybe spark some energy for people to be the best they can be. So let's hear about Rob. So Rob is a COO of a public multinational logistics company, which is so many words. I had to look at that. And currently he lives in Milwaukee, Wisconsin via Long Island, New York, which we're not going to hold against him. He's also from a family of four boys. So that probably didn't give you much advice on how to raise a daughter.
But he
has done everything from, you guys, so many businesses. He's so adventurous and he's such a hard worker. He even performed on Broadway. I have tried to find those videos and I can't, but supposedly he did. Singer, dancer. Oh God.
If you can't find those videos, then I've done something right.
Yay, team. Well, you do know technology, so you probably either paid somebody off or erased him out of society.
Myself.
Okay, so welcome. Yo,
thank you. Thank you for having me. I think anyone who is a dad or pretends to be a dad knows how hard it is. So it's an honor to even be here talking about it. So thank you.
Is it weird to be talking about something that's personal versus business? You're so ready, yeah. Johnny on the spot with his, when it's business.
Well, especially in my, this is my home office, and I'm used to talking business, numbers. And then when I'm here talking about this, I'm used to having the fake button-down shirt on. You have the button-down shirt that you just throw on and you pretend you're being professional.
You can wear sweatpants.
My unicorns rule bro t-shirt on. And, I didn't even, it was literally the first shirt I gripped. So
you didn't even plan it, which broke my heart. I thought you planned that.
Totally planned it. I just didn't want to make you feel bad. So planned it.
Awesome. So I wanted to ask you, because we haven't had this type of a conversation before. We love coffee. Yeah. We love to do our, you know, espresso shooters and stuff. I am really curious. So growing up with, you know, in a family of four, well, you were the fourth boy. Did you always know you wanted to be a dad? Aren't there four boys in your family?
Yeah, there are four boys, but I was number three. There's four, which is the youngest.
You're going birth order on me. I'm sorry. Middle childish. Four sons.
Yeah. Your lower mom. Middle.
Yeah. There you go. Did you always know you wanted to be a dad and have a family?
Yes. Always. Yeah. I think the difference was even, you know, Kathleen and I were married in the Catholic Church, and you have to go through pre-Cana, which is awesome. Yeah. But we both had projected having three kids, and then we have one, and we were like, wow, I think we're having one. Pardon?
Is it because it was a girl? Because it was a girl, you're like,
No, it was a complicated decision. But right. The truth of the matter is, now that we have Alex and with our jobs and careers and everything like that, would it have been great? Would it have been fun? Absolutely, to have more. I think, you know, we're just as happy to have Alexandra, and she reaps the benefits of being an only child. So
one way or the other, we'll figure that out when she's 25 and she calls me and says, oh my God.
Exactly. Either way, it's probably going to end up in therapy. So, you know what I mean? It depends on the size of the bill and what kind of therapist it is. So
it's so true. So, you know, today what I wanted to talk about is that, you know, being the father that a daughter needs versus being what you think she wants or what you want to be is a little bit different. So when you decided you want to be a dad, okay, and then you became a dad of a daughter, did that then paint a different path or anything that you wanted to be like if you had a son? Did you decide I'm going to do blank or did it just fall out?
No, you prepare yourself for both sexes until you find out. And then when I found out I was a daughter, I felt completely and utterly unprepared because we're four boys. I mean, it was just, and mom was the queen, and that was that. And so completely ill-prepared, but overnight it changed my perspective on a lot of things with respect to, you know, religion, with respect to society, with respect to literally 50 different multiples and variables changed overnight. Knowing that Alexandra was coming. And so it actually, I gotta be honest, I was always one of those, you know, well, you know, like blustery, and when I am my child, like, no, you will go to your room and I'll spank him. That's okay. You know, and then child comes out and you're like, there are 50 million variables that change when the baby comes out. Nonetheless, having background in boy stuff and having girl.
Yeah. So, you know, it's easy for me to bounce right ahead with the girl stuff. You know, the majority of my clients are girls. The majority of them have issues. So it's easy for me to bounce way ahead. So I want to try to stay back here a little bit. But society and the fake Instagram sites and all of those things of what a girl's supposed to be, you know, you can't have cellulite on your thighs, you have to look pretty, you have to go outside with makeup, you're not going to make as much money as men, you know, all of those things still are very prevalent out there, and they sit, I'm sure, way out here that you're thinking about. Are you creating any sort of path? Like, how do you cope with that on a day-to-day? I mean, she's six.
So that's my nightmare is thinking about social media, you know, society, and all that. All I'm basically trying to do at this point is give her the foundation of really accountability to herself and accountability as a family unit. So, you know, for example, we were joking when she had her first day of camp today. And our thing with her is we have our job, you have your job. Your job is to go to school, and camp is school for us.
Right.
And so your job for our family is to go to camp. And you have the same, you know, responsibilities and accountability as we do when we go to work. Albeit we go to work and we're paying for you to go to camp. But damn it, it's pretty close to the same thing. You have to go to camp. And the other one is to herself. You know what I mean? Staying true to who she is and not playing down to certain types of friends or feeling that she has to change who she is to other types of friends. You know, we say to her religiously, you be you. And you know, my big thing to her is while she's being her, you know, she's got to hold herself accountable to stuff. I mean, because without that, you lose the foundation of the whole breakdown of sexes, inequality. We can talk about it for hours, society-wise. But, right. You know, my big thing to Alexandra, and you've probably heard me say it, is you're better than that. Mm-hmm. Look, that's what I can hold you to. You are better than that. Alex, why are you doing that? I just look at her and I'll go, you're better than that. And right. She's getting to an age now where she'll say, yeah, I'm better than that. And she uses it to other kids in school.
I know. What's so funny about your family dynamics as I'm watching you guys grow up, you know, together, is that I'm watching her actually start to coach you guys, which is such a beautiful thing for me to see. Cause you're like, oh, you're going to be Alex. Da, da, da. And then she's like, Dad, I'm just being Alex. You know, she's like using some of the stuff against you. Yeah. I was thinking about the concept that you just used, is that you are holding her accountable, but in her window. Not holding her accountable to the adult world, which makes those of us who are girls that grew up trying to be type A personalities, trying to be the best, stand up, look pretty, be smart, don't speak unless spoken to, da, 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 still chasing an adult society, adult responsibilities, trying to measure up. But she still gets to be a kid, but be accountable for that chunk.
Yeah. I think which is the other trap of being an only child with two parents at work. We talk to her like she's an adult. We've talked to her like she was an adult ever since she was a baby. There wasn't a lot of baby talk. There wasn't a, what are you going to do? It was, what are you going to do today, Alex? And she'd tell you what she was going to color today. You know what I mean? Like those kinds of things. I think that if there's anything I work on, it's that balance of allowing her the benefit of accountability. And it really is a benefit, because only with accountability can she feel like she's achieving something, that she's managed without these fake goals of, you did so good coloring today. Maybe you did good coloring today. Was that a KPI you set for yourself? Then awesome, you achieved it. You know what I mean? Things like that.
Right. That's amazing for her self-esteem, and she's setting herself accountable. Where do you bring in that kind of breakdown? So she comes to you and she says, have a crappy day, super emotional. How do you take that out of left brain? Your wife, who I know very well, has a left-right brain ratio of 80-20. She's an attorney. No surprise to you. So how do you take this super compartmentalized, this is what you're going to be, this is great, you have responsibilities, good job, and just go, come to Daddy. Oh my God, you had a bad day. He was so mean to you.
Well, so it's funny because I do that to a certain extent. So when I pick her up and she's having a bad day, or she looks like she's about to cry, or she's got a frown on, I'll just ask her. I'll be like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Tell me what's wrong. And if she can't, you know, verbalize it, I'll just start with, do you need a hug?
Yeah,
do you need a hug? And then do you need a hug? And I give her a hug, and either she laughs or I bury my neck and beard, my beard into her neck, and she'll take a second, or we'll say count to 20, and I'll put her in my arms and we'll count to 20 together. And then she's able to regroup herself and say, okay, what was wrong? Well, so-and-so said this, sir. I didn't get to play there, or I fell, or I was on the monkey bars and I hurt my hand, or something like that. It's my way of approaching it, because, you know, as much as I tease Kathleen, we are both emotional, you know, kind of characters. And for Alex, it's helpful to say, okay, what do you have that needs to be released? Do you need a hug? Do you need a snack? Tell me what you need. Great. Yeah. Now let's break it down and let's discuss it. I think that verbalization piece where she's able to talk about it, I think does wonders. Whereas back when I was growing up, it was suck it up. Suck it up. Yeah, to bed. Just suck it up.
Exactly.
Or suck it up and give it a cupcake. And that doesn't help either. So
now I get all the emotional leaders because of that. So after the commercial, what I want to talk is how you balance this whole thing. So I'm trying to keep it dissected a little bit because I want to talk about how you balance being on the road, how you balance being a husband, how you balance being a great dad, how she doesn't miss you. You're there, present, but not present. But let's fast forward before we hit this commercial. Now she has to go out into society. Now her self-esteem has to kick in. Now there's relationships. Now there's professions. I'm sure that scares the hell out of you. But how are you prepping yourself to be the dad she needs? Are you still allowing that, you know, that fallback of like, talk to me what you need? Are you planning ahead or anything? What do you?
Oh, absolutely. Like, for example, when we catch her doing something she's not supposed to be doing,
okay,
there the rush to be like, I told you so, or I got you, or I saw you, and we build the padding for, you can tell me, go and tell me. Because my fear is twofold. My fear is, I'm your friend, not your dad. That's not me. Not going to happen. No chance in hell. And then the other one is, you try to balance, hey, want to be cool dad, with, hey, you can tell me because I'm your dad. And when you need someone at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm the dude you want to call first. People pay me to be the first call. You want me to be the first call. Versus the self-esteem thing, which is, my biggest fear is that we have these kids with huge self-esteem now, where if they don't win a gold ribbon, they're crushed. Yes. So it's, I'll be honest, it's this constant pendulum swing of trying to bridge, I mean, like Six Sigma, you're trying to bridge the delta to an acceptable back and forth where, yes, you're self-confident, but don't be cocky. Yes, I'm here to help you with anything you need, but you shouldn't need dad to help every body, whether it be whatever it is. So let's find you. It's one of those things where it's like, you want them to have everything and nothing, because you want them to have everything so they feel like they have it, but you want them to have, you know, less, so that way they have something to rise to and grow stronger.
How do you set up the fact, because I mean, relationships are going to happen. You and Kathleen have an amazing relationship, been together a long time, good friends, like to be around each other. Quite frankly, it's really rare. How do you set her up to expect that? Like, I want a guy that talks to me like my dad talks to my mom. Like, I know she's six.
No. But it's Peggy, it's the thing that we've been prepping. So you ask Alexandra, and she will tell you, mommy is number one. Mommy is number one. That's it. In daddy's world, mommy is number one. You're close number two, but you're number two. Mommy is number one. So that way, at least she has that understanding that, you know, mommy is there. So when I have someone, I should be held at that same level. You know what I mean? It's not like she doesn't feel like she's important. Important enough. You know what I mean? Like we had someone say that to us once. Well, she's number one. No, she's number two. Mommy's number one. It's like, well, how does that make her feel? I don't know. We'll see in 25 years when she's laying on the therapist bed. But in the meantime, she's going to know that mommy comes first.
And she'll expect that from her man.
My dad and my mom, Kathleen's dad and Kathleen's mom. Like that was it. That was, mom is number one. Your role, mom. Oh, and then there's you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so exactly. Oh, that's so. How do you deal with discipline? That's something that just came to mind. I brushed right over.
So
does she pick her own? I can't wait to hear this one. I'm taking a sip on this puppy.
So it's funny. Discipline, ironically, has morphed into this kind of self-disciplinary aspect. What we set up early with Alexandra was count to five. Peggy, I can be anywhere. I can be in Target. I can be at the zoo. I could be upstairs. If I go 5, 4, you will hear little feet running from anywhere. She could be doing anything, wrong or right, and she'll come running. So, okay, fine. So attention, I can get your attention. But then I'll say to her, and this happened like last week, I say, okay, so if you do that again, what should the punishment be? And she said, I can't use my iPad, or I can't watch something, or I can't play with this. Now, don't get me wrong. She comes up with much more draconian punishments than I did. She'd be like, I can't watch TV for a month. And I go, oh my God, if you don't watch TV for a month, the hell am I going to do with you? Like that's the kind of mechanism. She comes up with the craziest stuff. But it is getting to the point where she's at 6.
I do that same thing with my clients. I'll say, well, you know, what do you want to do this week? And they're like, oh, I'm going to run 7 days this week. I'm like, well, I was just going to say 2, but hey.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. She's going to turn 13 and she's going to be like, I should go to my room. And I'll be like, yeah, okay. Like, I know it's coming. I know it's coming.
That's so awesome. Okay. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break. We are going to come back and we're going to talk about how Rob balances this whole crazy thing. See, I told you guys you'd love him. So come on back to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Welms. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific. The tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.